The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
The Fold is brought to you by oOh!media, making brands unmissable and public spaces better across Aotearoa. No mai hoki mai ki a The Fold, e mihi nei, ko Duncan Greve, tōku ingoa. This is a monopod. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know what that means. It means there is no guest. It means it's just me. Basically, sound the emergency siren because it's less than 3 hours ago now, I got a text from a friend who works at Today FM who said, tune in if you can. Unfortunately, I couldn't, but not long after became aware that the hosts and production staff of the station had become aware that they were about to be shut down and staged in classic radio style, used the medium the way it's meant to, and just talked through the realities of that on air. So that was Tover O'Brien and Duncan Garner at the crossover of their shows between 9 and 10 a.m. Subsequently, those staff have been called into a meeting where it has been explained that, and I really want to drill into this later because I think it's really speaks to how short-sighted I believe this move was, that the station was losing $1 million a year and therefore it's being shut down. So this episode is me responding in something close to real time about that. I'll probably go about 10, 12 minutes, and it will on some level cover the ground of an opinion piece which I also wrote in the immediate aftermath of the events and will be up on the site by now for sure. So, you know, like, and cards on the table, I've followed the Today FM journey since before it even had a name. I've had now former CEO of MediaWorks, Cam Wallace, on the show. I've had now resigned head of the station, Dallas Gurney, on the show. And I've had now former morning host of Today FM, Tover O'Brien, on The Fold. So, and the spinoff has a commercial relationship with Today FM. You know, it's not huge, but you know they all help. And so, you know, there'll be people who would view me as hopelessly compromised for that. Absolutely within your rights to think that. But basically, I just want to talk about what Today FM tried to be and why I think this decision is a very strange one, and also why I think it happened. Because look, I have my source. I've been told some things. So Today FM was announced a little over a year ago as basically a big bet on talk and news for MediaWorks. That, you know, they had a little play there in Magic Talk, but it was trying to exist somehow on the right of News Talk ZB, didn't have the biggest stars, had a reputation for being a bit ick, and, you know, it's quite hard to sell. You know, while a bit ick has an audience, it also doesn't have a huge play for advertisers, and radio is an entirely ad-supported medium. So Today FM was then saying, well, we're actually going to move to the centre, we're going to hire some very big names, and we're going to try and create a new, very intentionally multi-platform style of news and politics talk, and we're going to hire one of the most compelling broadcasters in Tover O'Brien to lead that. Now, you can critique that as an idea. Like, you can say, I mean, I put this in the piece, that the best time to start a successful news and talk station was probably about 1985. Doing it in 2023 is difficult. It's fine to critique that. But once the organization made that bet, I think it's sort of incumbent on the whole of this the organization to embrace that. And what my sources have told me is that there are some people, particularly one senior executive, who absolutely undermined it from the start. And, you know, I think that, you know, only that person can know whether that was them kind of trying to tread a righteous path and protect the company, or whether that was basically just that they didn't like the fact that there was something that, that they didn't invent on the dial, and that one of their stations had to vacate its position to make room for Today. Like, you know, that's all in the eye of the beholder. People can figure that out. But fundamentally, like for me personally, I think the reason that you have a CEO is to let them lead. And if you have a CEO and they want to make a bet like this, everyone should get in behind it. At the very least, you could remain neutral on it, but undermining it is pretty low behavior. And so you know, ultimately what this comes down to is, you know, what was Today FM's function at MediaWorks? Well, MediaWorks is, as a company, it's got a lot of outdoor assets, about 35% of them digitized, the rest of them just conventional billboards. And it's got a bunch of radio stations which have, to varying degrees, developed online audiences, but mostly that's a fairly thin layer. You know, it's social channels, it's sort of rebroadcasting on the likes of Rover. Today FM was thicker than that. Today FM was very intentionally multimedia, had a beautiful website, had clearly a lot of money spent on its brand, had a lot of money spent everywhere. Like, let's be honest, this station looked really luxurious. And I'm sure that there were other people working at other MediaWorks brands who were like, man, we could show you some things, you know, if we had that kind of resource. That can be true too. But fundamentally, like, they made this bet. They said that expanding out of like a group of differentiated but still music stations into talk, it just gets you a different kind of audience. It's quite a different proposition. A lot of music stations, you know, they're basically small business stations around the country. You have sales offices and sometimes even little kind of, you know, smallish towns with their own on-air talent. That's just a lot of weight, a lot of infrastructure, and you run it quite lean, but, you know, it doesn't feel like the future. It's got a lot of high fixed costs. Today FM was like, we're going to run this very centrally. We're going to try and court big brands. And, you know, this was the thing that really shocked me was, you know, Wendy Palmer, acting CEO, apparently told staff that, you know, Today FM was losing $1 million a year on, you know, that its cost was $7.5 million and it was only generating $6.5 million in revenue. I might not have those figures precisely right, but that's what's been reported or numbers to that effect. Well, sorry, MediaWorks turns over about $200 million, and if you can't have one part of the business, which is your big bet on the future, losing $1 million a year after launch, going into a recession, I don't even know why you're bothering to be in the media business in the first place. Like, the whole function of this thing is to grow. If you already, I mean, we've all seen Today FM's numbers, like, it wasn't rating. If you can get $6.5 million of revenue out of this thing before it even particularly picks up an audience, well, holy hell, it actually, I think that is, I would be pointing that and saying, this thing is really, has a shot at working. Because if you can double or triple those ratings and start to really build out the proposition, they hadn't really commercialized any of their off-radio assets, which were showing gains. So there was a lot still to be done. And I think that they'd gained a lot of traction. There was a, you know, beyond its audience, there was a lot of a sense of what Today FM was in the market. You know, you spent a hell of a lot of money to recruit Tover away from television. And also your kind of credibility goes. Like, when you're next trying to recruit someone, they're going to look at you and go, man, you better pay me a big risk premium because I saw what you did to Tover, to Duncan Garner, to Mark Richardson, et cetera. So, you know, these things are material when you're in this business. You know, it seems like a really mystifying move, and most of all, it seems like a move of a company that isn't confident in its future play, that says, actually, we are going to sort of hunker down, strip out as much cost as possible, do the basic repeatable thing. I mean, look, radio is a fun business. Like, there's a lot of cool people work at MediaWorks, you know, on the music side, some of whom I know, like, great people, wish them all the best, but you know, a big company like MediaWorks needs to have a lot of different stories in market, and one of them needs to be, here is where we're headed. And there hasn't been, you know, the music stations don't have a really great future-facing story. A lot of them are actually starting to kind of age up in terms of, the demography of them. Today FM, you know, it's a news and talk brand. It's not exactly like a youth brand by any means, but it's just a different story, and you need a different story. It actually supports all of the other brands that you have in market to kind of figure out new ways to approach that as well. So, look, yeah, cards on the table, and friendly with a bunch of the people who have just had their jobs disappear out from them, under them. I mean, take it with a grain of salt if you will. But, you know, I think that Today FM was one of the most exciting sort of well thought through new brands to launch into the New Zealand media space across any medium in quite some time. It was very well executed. It wasn't yet showing the kind of traction that you'd hope for. And even notwithstanding the fact that Cam Wallace and Dallas Gurney both said this is a years long play, that they probably wanted it to be a little bit ahead of this. But you know, that's the thing. That's why Duncan Garner said betrayal, because this was supposed to be its future story, a sort of a 2030s kind of a story. And the fact that they've just sort of executed it a year in when it's only dropping, you know, it's only about 15% behind break even. It's just a maddening thing. And you know, I think it suggests that the shareholders, the board, and the senior executives at MediaWorks kind of have a pretty backwards-looking mindset. And I think that ultimately this day is, you know, will be seen within the industry, within MediaWorks, as the moment it blinked, that it lost its nerve on truly heading into the future. And that's a bummer, because we need more good, exciting, bold plays in the New Zealand media. We can't just become this like bleak outpost of these kind of basically giant pipes, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Look, we've got to have our own things. And Today FM was a really exciting version of that. And I really feel awful, first and foremost, for all those who worked in it. I think they did incredible work. They deserve a lot better than this. But I'm also sorry for this whole industry, because if this is what we're going to become, just like cautious and just risk averse and kind of retreating into all of what we know and just pretending, fingers in our ears, saying la 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 la, acting like the future's not happening, or that there's just nothing that can be done about it, that's no fun. So, yeah, really sad day. That's all I got. But yeah, feel for everyone at Today FM. Thank you for listening to this very impromptu, very unrehearsed monopod episode of The Fold. That was The Fold, brought to you by our partners at oMedia, making brands unmissable and public spaces better across Aotearoa. Huge thanks to oMedia for sponsoring this episode of The Fold and enabling us to make unmissable connections with Kiwis.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
The Spin-off Podcast Network.